The Mask of Burning Wax by James R. Campbell. Copyright March 2017. 1. Don't waste the candles. Don't waste the candles, for we may need them to guide us through dark places. If they are scented with the fragrant oil of sandalwood, they will better serve us. For upon the beam of light and the aroma of burning, our petitions rise to heaven. The universe receives what we send forth, and responds in kind. Don't waste the candles, for loving kindness will spring forth from our prayers. 2. Tempered sleep. She sleeps little, if any at all. Pain is her constant companion, as it is with the aged. If I'm awake, I go to check on her. She lies very still, so I listen for her breathing. The rhythmic sound is a cue to the depth of rest. If there is little movement, then sleep has found her. I hate to rouse her, but feel that I must on days when she must work, even if she hasn't slept. I can't help much, except to let her rest on weekends. This is make-up time for her. I wish more than anything for rest to find her, but over this I have little control. Only her body judges that. Sleep, I pray, that you come to her. May we both rest in the bliss of peace. 3. Past Pleasures. I looked at the sun as it made its descent. The songs of crickets greeted me as darkness drew near. My dogs were barking and rustling in the trash that was left in a bag in our yard. When I went to get it, I discovered the source of the sound, and was pleasantly surprised. The hissing noise told me that we had visitors. Two box turtles were nearby, withdrawing into their shells. I picked them up and put them in a trash bag for transport to the safety of an enclosed space. There they had room to live out their lives as they should, a place to breed and hatch their young, so as to perpetuate the population. I woke shortly after to realize that it was a dream. Only in paradise is it possible for such things to occur. Unless by some miracle I am granted a time such as this, what I have described will remain in the realm of past pleasures. This is the view of many who say that it is too late to save crickets and turtles, but how are they to know? 4. Long-distance vibes. Vanessa, talk to me. I am listening. Your voice leaves nothing hidden. There is nothing lost in its cues. A frustrating bus ride is all too quickly followed by an issue with a phone charger that you just purchased. Who can blame you if you prefer not to share? And if that isn't bad enough, you have somebody who trash-talks you. Vanessa, I feel you. Distance is no barrier. The frustration overflows like a pot that is boiled over. I only wish I could do more to help you feel better. I will hold your candle in meditation later today. I hold out hope that tomorrow will be better. The trials of today are enough in and of themselves.
5. Fluffy and Downy. The children came by yesterday to show us their latest gift. Their aunt went to the pet store and surprised them. Two baby ducks in a box, covered in softness. One of them slept on my chest for a moment. Avery, who is 2, tried to carry them by the neck. She doesn't know any better. A picture would be nice, but my phone wasn't charged. One question that can't be answered: how did the ducks feel about this? The confusion and stress of being moved, let alone having 3 children fuss over them as if they were toys they bought from Dollar General. What would the ducks say if they could talk? Quack. In a Tulsa hospital, a little girl is healing from a procedure to remove a tumor from her spine. She made it through the difficult surgery. She woke up in a great deal of pain, as expected. She was resting on her grandmother's chest. We can only pray that this dark chapter of her life is over. She will have problems from now on because of the vertebrae they removed in order to excise the tumor. My fondest wish, like the rest of us, is that this child will walk, run, and play, and never lack for normal life. She deserves nothing less. For little Molly Murphy. 7. The alleys. The alleys in my neighborhood were favorite haunts at one time, places of refuge in troubled times when I needed to unwind. But now they are forbidden. The nurse said so. She's fearful of much that lies out there. For one thing, she is frightened that I will get hit again, as I did 3 years ago. She is fearful of the neighbors and the trash that lies around. She seemed shocked when I told her that I used to frequent these places every day. The sounds of children playing and the smells of cookouts were familiar respites from the daily routine. It's not good to be indoors, especially with too much stress. It's best to move around and build trust in the neighborhood. I have not been there since the night of the incident. There have been times of late when I would give anything to go to the familiar places I visited during times of trials. But I don't dare try it because I love my care nurse. The alleys in my neighborhood, unsightly and unattended, were one contribution I made to the community. I wish I could do it all again, and some say I should. After all, whose voice is right? And is it worth the risk? 8. For Ariana. A simple wish that your day may be filled with joy, that you may have the best that can be had. If anyone deserves it, certainly you do. Your job isn't easy. You deal with patients who may not be in a pleasant mood. It's easy to become embroiled in arguments over bills that patients owe. The best we can hope for is that you have something to come home to that provides the support you need, and at the end of the day, you may rest easily. Someone with a job like yours needs something to enjoy at the end of the day. Whether it is your children or a favorite pet, may you receive the love that you give to those you serve. 9. Floating through inner space. The constant motion of unwanted thoughts has ceased in this moment. There is no separation from the universe of which we are a part. All background noise blends in with the inner journey through timeless form. There is an intensity that most people have no sense of. They hurry with their lives and never take the time to look inward. Doing so is so vital to the preservation of life. The enveloping formlessness provides us with deep rest that is unlike sleep. We need these times of separation from the outside world, even as we reconnect with it. Once we return to form, we are refreshed as if we had walked in the rain shower. What a pleasure it is, and anyone can enjoy it, in whatever mode it takes. Only know that there are many ways to find the path to a formless state, where the spirit transcends the limits of our outer experience. Only accept what you get, for what you get is right for you. 10. The Fall of Domination. Every nation, state, or empire has its time to end. It happened in Rome, as it had in many places before. Whenever a nation decides that it has the right to say what's right for others, that nation will go down in defeat. Better to allow the world at large to choose its own fate, for we learned that same lesson the French learned in Vietnam. Our bombers and ground troops failed as the Vietnamese resisted us. They didn't want capitalism or our modern way of life. Give us our rice mats, our water buffalo, and bamboo huts. Take your modern world back where it came from. While I was dreaming, I saw the French depart. Dien Bien Phu had collapsed, and the vanquished left in disgrace. They hung their helmeted heads as the tears flowed like rain. A once proud legion of soldiers went home with their loss. I hope we have learned the lesson of 58,000 brave men who died in the war that nobody wanted. The flag-draped hearses that once lined the streets bear witness to the fate of those who will lose in the end. And so it shall be with all empires.
11. A Tiny Beetle. A tiny beetle came my way while I was floating in my state of slumber, and I marveled. It was small. Its body was armored in chitin. Its legs and antennae felt like tiny spindles of wire. It was a wonder to behold. The joy it brought is not always shared by many others. I am fortunate to have the pleasure of many encounters like the one I dreamed about and can hardly wait for the warmer days to appear. What a thrill it will be when a tiny beetle comes to me in waking consciousness. 12. The Waterworks. The water is deep. As memory rises, the lake has beckoned us on a hot day in June. Lake Texoma is the scene for this treasured adventure of my first water outing. We had life jackets to keep us afloat. How glad I was to wear it. I have always been frightened of deep water, but the dream was different. In the sequence, I was resting on the lake with no jacket. The water was luminescent. If you can imagine floating on a sheet of light, this was the dream. Waterworks were transformed into shimmering light that bathed all around it in peaceful bliss. To awaken from the dream is sad, but it reminds us of the work that is ours. To bring light into our lives, to share it with others, let us strive for that end. 13. Crossing the Bridge. The time had come for the brief ride to the operating room. The nurse came to get me for the procedure. It was late in the evening. We had waited all day for this. The arm that had been a source of concern would be fixed soon. The metal rod in the right arm was exposed for over a year. It was put there after the accident. We treated it with the best of care. The doctor said it needed to come out. So here I was, on a gurney, outside the operating theater of the local hospital. What would happen when I drifted off? Would I simply fall asleep, or see unusual sights while crossing the bridge? Soon the anesthetic was delivered through the needle in my left arm. I woke up in recovery, in some pain from the procedure. I am glad I made it back. Many fear being put down for procedures or surgeries. Some translate to the other side. But what is there to be frightened of? When crossing the bridge, sleep is similar to death in some respect. The point is to be happy at the time of events such as these, for we gain in the end. 14. The Green Fields of Oklahoma. The green fields I used to know called to me from a distant time, the horse I knew as Casey, who belonged to Uncle Bill. The pastures were lush with grass, nourished by frequent rains. The cattle grazed nearby. They lounged in contentment. I remember well the pony Mr. Job let me ride. The saddle felt good, a nice fit, even at 5 years old. In later years, there would be beans, corn, squash, and peaches. The green fields of Oklahoma served us well. May we long remember. Only in another lifetime will those days come again. The tinge of sadness that the memory carries is but a small part of a long time ago, when the green fields of Oklahoma called to us. 15. A Delightful Dream. Summer's coming down the hallway, pitter-patter, click-clack, her shoes are nice and cozy and match her clothes. We walk in the park, enjoying the beautiful day. I'm holding her hand, its soft skin is glowing. I stop to pick up trash that winds up underfoot. She discourages me with a soft pat on the back. Her long, straight hair hangs in dark brown strands, a luxurious mat of silken treasure that is to behold. We sit on a wooden bench and listen to the music coming from the stage in front of the concession stand. The drinks are refreshing. We rise from the bench and resume holding hands as we finish our walk. She drops me off at home and embraces me once more, and as she leaves, I awaken to the world of daylight. 16. Hanging in the Furnace. Too many barriers, too many topics, all of them valid, each one important. The congressman's time was limited. He had 30 minutes. I understand his predicament. He can't get to everybody. I am hanging in the furnace of utter contempt for the actions of those who pose a threat to our security online. They should know we have enough to contend with without advertisements. The flames of annoyance grow as the congressman's time comes to an end, but I'm not going down for this. There will be a breakthrough. I am determined to take my place on the front lines in the battle for our security. 17. Irene's Prayer Diamond. Dear Irene, may our prayers guide your small hands. You serve so many at the deli counter as the shoppers come and go. You greet each one cheerfully, and we can only hope that you are treated well by those you serve. Your light shines before all. 18. Care Nurse. Sweet Care Nurse, you told me that we would soon enter a new phase in our lives as we came upon a new fork in the road. I spent a great deal of time preparing for this day. I knew it would come sometime this month. You will be missed, Care Nurse. Love. 19. Figures made of clay, molded with the greatest care, extracted from the moist ground, upon which we sit. Earthworks are a handicraft. 20. Diorama. Figures made from modeling clay while sitting in a chair, listening to a book. Multitasking helps me absorb the material in the manuscript. A war scene unfolds from the labor. A group of soldiers backed by a tank and a helicopter gunship. The operation is meant to protect our girls. The tank advances slowly, firing into buildings from which the girls have been rescued. The gunship provides cover circling overhead, sensors locked on to the ground targets that the camera sees. Its objective, find, fix, and take out. As the battle unfolds, the gun and rocket pods decimate a fleeing enemy. Once the job is done, all is peaceful again. Why go through this ritual? It is a safety valve I have used since childhood. It is my armor that keeps me from being overwhelmed. Be that as it may, I know I can't change the world alone. Using my voice through writing has proved more effective than the classic diorama. 21. The Durables. Rabbits carved from white pine, decked out in white paint, would be a nice gift for the kids. They are more durable than chocolate. Although we love chocolate, it may not be the best gift. A bunny dressed in white paint, made from white pine, would be great for the kids because it is durable. Due to the fact that they are durable, this is a permanent gift that my cousin's kids can have instead of chocolate. The smoothness of the white paint and the sturdy white pine don't melt like chocolate, which is better for the kids. Lovable, durable, easy to adorn with paint. Who can resist a gift carved from white pine? I know that my cousin's kids would love to sit in a white pine rocker with milk chocolate, with paper and white paint, as they create a gift. New experience is more durable. If their mom caught them with milk chocolate, what sort of gift, made of white pine, with a nice coat of paint, that would be durable, would she receive from her kids? Where is the durable rocker of white pine that is fit for the kids? 22. Protocol. Two different systems, two styles of management. One system is succeeding, while the other sputters. One administrator is desperate, grasping information from anybody who is willing to pass it on. He's losing the competition. One operator upholds the highest good for all who log on. He likes a smooth path for all to travel. The other loves drama and dwells in negativity. Many who come to our system are refugees from the pit. Does the operator who has the negative system understand that competition kills cooperation, and that people can only stand so much? Any intelligent operative would bring the systems together to work for the common good of the blind as a whole. For by working as a unified force, we can make our wishes a reality. Those who say it can't happen lack the vision to see it through. Those who accept the status quo accept defeat. Victory belongs to those who envision its fulfillment. 23. Another match. Chemical buffers in a solution. taken from an ancient swatch, a family's quest for answers, won't last much longer. The sticky bundle floats free. Within is the code to the life of a victim who perished years ago. Whose swatch was taken from the crime scene? Was it the boyfriend or another man? The analyst jumps up and shouts when the results come in. Yeah, we got him, and we got him for her. There is no greater satisfaction than knowing that a job well done brought another one down. For Ryan Nanaka. 24. A cardboard box. A cardboard box was resting in my front yard. I found it when I walked outside. It was totally out of place among the weeds and tall grass. It was a source of clutter. Somebody's trash that blew across the cinder block fence to a yard where it wasn't welcome. I picked it up and took it to the nearby dumpster, which was its final resting place. Another useless item that had been discarded, removed for the sake of safety. What had it been used for? Where was the gift that it once held? 25. Those golden ears. The golden ears of corn that we prepared yesterday were purchased from a nearby store, but what memories they held. The husks and golden silk with their thread-like texture took me back to a distant time in southeast Oklahoma. There were hundreds of ears to prepare. Yesterday we did 18. The shucks felt like woven robes, and the silk was feathery and fine. Those golden ears yielded a portion of a meal for beloved family. The memories came flooding back. In the back room of my grandmother's house, with the radio playing in the background, as Paperback Writer finished, another ear of corn was placed in the basket. We have the memories, but to pine for a time that has passed robs us of the pleasures of the present moment. The corn didn't come from southeast Oklahoma, but it was just as good. Long live the corn and the nourishment it brings. 26. Supper from the field. Creamy, crunchy, flavorful, simmered in golden sweetness. Pleasure at its best, savoring the moment's bliss. Earthy aroma rises from the ear of corn, resting gently in my hand from a distant time. Happy days are here again. 27. IPS, in party suspension. A child's birthday party at a windy park. My cousin's friends are talking. I am tuning in, but not responding. The smell of perfume draws me toward them. I do not approach. I am in suspension between two compatible states. Conversation mingles with the rush of wind and singing birds. The slight chill is felt. It is no bother, for the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. 28. A string of Asian beads. Cacti are in bloom, their spiny bodies at rest, roots extend in sand. Plump flesh, soaked with recent rains, helps them to survive. If time is formless, why do we have textured days, each one with a different flair, giving that one day the shape it will carry into history? Does silence hold sound? Does sound hold silence? Can we decipher that which is formless? 29. Body scan. His name is in the news again. The man who helped cover up the murder of Zuzu Virk. His bond may be reduced. I hope to God they don't let him out. As I live through this yet again, I conduct a body scan. What I note is tension, a state of internal dissonance that runs from forehead to stomach. You can't dismiss a feeling timed to drift into delta. The state between sleep and wakefulness, once rest is over, I will have renewed strength. To face the wider world at large and my set of daily tasks that need to be done. If only wishes had wings, I would be able to do these things. 30. If wishes had wings. The lawn needs mowing yet again. If we can find a way to sell the cans, I would have cash with which to pay someone to mow the lawn one day. The gate needs repairs, so the puppy dogs won't disappear. We don't want them out where they can run about. They are our right hand. They are our protectors and friends. The alley needs to be cleaned. I don't know why other people leave their trash strewn everywhere. It seems that they don't care. That irritates to no living end. Who knows where to begin? So many things need to be done. If I could do it, it would be fun. I would gladly do what we need to do, and never charge a cent when the job is through, for this is required on a higher plane than what most people understand. 32. Perpetual voices. We hear constant reminders, the voices of ancient sages call to us in our time, pleading for a return to sanity. The voices of ancient sages let us know they are watching, pleading for a return to sanity. Their perpetual cries tone across the heavens. They let us know that they are watching the events of our time. Their perpetual cries tone across the heavens in hopes of peace in our restless world. In the events of our time, we hear constant reminders pleading for peace in our restless world. This is the call of our time. 33. In the forests of memory, we drift in and out as if traveling through time. Images of years pass by like clouds of light, arousing feelings, connections in form. Some held firmly, others fly. 34. If light holds sound, what do we hear in its transmission? 35. The choice. On what do you base your life? What holds value for you? What does the answer tell others about your state of happiness? Is wealth the end-all by which we measure life? I hope not, for a friend is of far greater value. When we leave this earth, we can't take our riches with us. We leave what we have behind for our family to fight over. What we share with friends is more valuable, for this treasure death can't steal. Number 36. The memorial. In Bryan County, a wall stands as a testament to those who made the ultimate sacrifice for freedom and country. The families of those who served, who are among the living, have their names represented as well. The wall is a proud symbol of honor and chivalry in the face of odds that seem insurmountable. From the battlefields on which they served to their quiet place of remembrance at home, their deeds are never lost on us. Number 37. A spray of flowers. In the cemetery in Calera, Oklahoma, a spray of flowers sits on the grave of a man who died in the war. His plane was blown apart. All on board were killed. 10 brave souls perished on May 3, 1943. 7 other planes suffered the same fate, a tragic loss on this side of the Atlantic. What fate they were saved from will never be known. Who put the spray out this year? I hope someone did, as we remember him. He was a mid-waist gunner on a B-24. He went up that day to replace a crewman who was sick at the time. But that was Uncle Jack. If there was a job to do, he rose to the occasion. Not once did he flinch. He died for his country. Nonetheless, our family is proud of him. This day is his. As it is for all who served, lest we forget what they did for us, let us stop and remember. Number 38. Shopping Sounds. The rattle of a shopping cart that we push along as we enter the store to pick up the things that we came to buy. We are greeted by the sounds of other carts moving by as parents struggle with their children. Buy me a toy. The parent's response is firm. No, put that back. The child cries and screams. When we find what we want in the frozen foods, the sound of the closing door signals another successful purchase. The music from the speakers doesn't drown out the voices of other shoppers as they scurry about on the same mission as we. The customers are often frustrated if they can't find what they want. We know the feeling too well. I can't find any whisk, someone says. Do you know where the cornbread mix is? Another shopper asked. And so it goes, to and fro. Another task to do, the shoppers move to the register, the final stop on their route. The send-off comes with the friendly voices of the workers who ring up the sales. They never get enough praise for their help. Their work is hard. And so another shopping trip comes to an end. The sound of the cart fills our ears for the last time. The closing of the hatch to the SUV trunk seals the items in place for the ride home. I hope the others made it with their provisions as well. Number 39. The presence of our ancestors. The dead speak to us, although their voices aren't audible. They bring their own nuances to our places of abode. Sometimes their presence can be felt often, an aroma identifies them with Dad and Nick. It's a cloud of cigarette smoke. What are they telling us when they visit? Do they know what our lives in this world are like? I can't help but believe that they know far more than we may think based on stories I have heard. There are skeptics who believe that this doesn't happen. Why argue the point and create a permanent rift? Let them drift on by. They will never be convinced. Those of us who know have the evidence in hand.
40. Centrifugal circles. The fidget spinner is the lightest rave. The motion it makes has a deeper meaning. It reminds me of time, which moves in an endless loop, for time and eternity are not separate entities. The mind itself turns in concentric configuration. Does time hold the mind, or does the mind hold time? Does the mind hold eternity, or is it a formless concept? Riddles with no answers, in the circles of a fidget spinner. 41. Harmonics. A high-frequency sound emerges from the environment and envelops me. I know what it is, for it is unlike the sound of music. It isn't tinnitus, it only comes during meditation. It is a connection with a higher plane of existence that fuses with the external world. This plane is peaceful. Unlike the external world, it is the harmonics of unity.
In this state, I am at one with life and all that lies beyond. 42. Cast your dreams aloft. The dreams of youth are alive and well. Their fruition depends on consistent effort. The future is yours. Grasp the iron ring and hold it fast for dear life. The final destination is a place of boundless creativity where ideas flow freely. The power rests with you. Cast your dreams aloft, my friend. The power of invention and intent meld into one desire that others reap the benefits. If I can help in this endeavor, please let me know. I am not able to do much, but I will do what I can. Have no doubt that your contributions will make a wider difference in the world. Cast your dreams aloft on the wings of prayer. 43. Outside the sanctuary gates. Waiting for the return of another missing girl who ran away with some guy she met online, places us in need of respite and rest for the mind. And so we stand outside the sanctuary gates. The sanctuary takes many forms, as it is shaped by experience. Whatever the mind is in need of provides the structure of restful space. For me, the vision of formless light, or the sound of fused frequency that merges with incense and flashes from a strobe, alter perception and thus grant the space that is required. And thus the burden is lessened in that it is more bearable. Let's not suffer needlessly on account of the girl's disappearance. Only pray that she is safe and will be home soon. This task is left to us, for there is nothing else to be done. It is our only comfort and source of strength. When we retire to our beds, we can do so, knowing that we have done our part. And as we wait for the Sandman to escort us on another journey, let us pray for pleasant dreams to nourish and restore our minds for another day, and the challenges it will hold for us. 44. Gather. Gather the young ones around the treasure tower. There is strength in numbers. Herein lies our power. Our voices are strong. This is our desire. To pray for peace and dignity, let the flame of life grow higher. To make this world a safer place so that the children can laugh and play. Our truth is the eternal flame. From the treasure tower we shall proclaim that we shall never slumber or rest until we have done our best to eliminate the rising threat that grows wherever hatred spreads. This is our wish for all mankind, 50,000, one in mind. This is the base of the treasure tower. We speak with one voice in numbers. There is power. Poet's note: the treasure tower refers to the positive value created in our lives and the greater society. For this purpose, it specifically refers to the September 23, 2018 march for mutual respect, dignity, and peace by 50,000 youth. 45. The Panhandler. Another man who stands outside Walmart panhandling money from people he doesn't know. Do you have an extra quarter? This is his question. What does he need the money for? Is he an addict or is he hungry? I feel torn in some way, but his activity is prohibited by regulations. Would he go to a shelter if someone referred him? I know he has to eat, but we would prefer he didn't use. This isn't the first time that we have been through this. This is a national question. How do we help these people? Do they want our help, or will they rip us off? Nobody knows what to make of it. What do we do? I can't help but stop and ask, what would I do if it were me? Would I eat from the trash or ask for money for food? The fact is sad but true, but for the grace of God go we. 46. The Epicureans. Here they go again, ragging on me because I am careful about the way that I eat. Why not eat what you want to? You only have one time around. Why not enjoy it? How can you enjoy it when you don't feel good? Poor lifestyle choices take the joy we have from us. But the Epicureans, my friends, are beholden to the belief, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And even though they have seen it and heard stories of those who have left us too soon, they still say that they are right. The instructions that our teacher gave to us contradicts that. Let's extend our life as long as we can, for we will depart when it is our time. 47. What would it matter? I've received an offer from the recording library. They have an Amazon that I can use. But what is it? Just another gadget that provides some leisure as well as usefulness. In the greater scheme of things, will it make any real difference? Not if there is an absence of human contact. Holding this perspective, one cannot help but ask what all of this means. To what do we ascribe the rhythm of our lives? The greater universe calls to us. This is a call we must answer, to advance on the path that takes us to the realm of light, that will be the reward of the enlightened. The web. The web weaves round in a perfect arc, the circle in which everything revolves. To stay centered in its orbit is the difficult part. Pressure from within, emerging from without. Disruptive influences coming in from both ways. Only in the web can we find safety. For there is no safety in the world of time, space, and form. Impermanence permeates all, transfiguring what was before and what will come after, and the web holds all fast in its place. Last rites. Those of us who are alive today will do well to remember that we will cross the veil to the next stage. The dying, who don't have long to be among us, need the comfort of those who will be left once they depart. We need not hold fast and prevent their journey. One day, last rites will be given to us as well. This world has nothing for us. How much better it is to do what we can to aid those who are dying on their final exit. What they leave to us is their last gift. That is, the final moments of their time with us. Our hope for us, the living, is that this time will be peaceful with no ripples, and that it shall be likewise for us. 48. The Introduction. He is only 6 years old and doesn't understand as we do. The music he listens to frightens me. It talks about ugly things that an innocent boy shouldn't hear. I listened to his songs. They weren't to my liking. I told him that I thought that we could do better, so I brought him to the TV. "This is smooth jazz," I told him as the music played. "This is better than the song that you had on, but I hate to feel that way. I hate to tell him that I don't like his songs, because he won't understand why. I can only hope that he will get it one day." 49. 50 years on. The music from the TV takes me back to a distant time. Jimi Hendrix plays a solo. The feedback loop revolves as if it was a time machine. Where did all of the good times go? Have we forgotten the values that were the best of that time so long ago? Can we still remember? The struggles of that time are the same today. Black against white, the cops against the citizens, or so it has been said in the latter case. We would do well to remember the values of love, peace, and harmony that were the best of the past, for this is the only thing that will save us now. 50. Don't ever think. The TV set is on in a hidden bunker somewhere in Pyongyang. Kim Jong-un is watching, peering through the hole left by recent events. One should never think that this man doesn't watch what happens here at home. If he finds a weakness, he will exploit it. Make no mistake. For our enemies abroad, the discord of last weekend are useful distractions. If they catch us with our guard down, that will be when they hit us without warning. Each of us needs to take note of the cracks in the fabric of our times. I hate to preach, be that as it may, we can ill afford to be apart. There is strength in unity. Those who seek to destroy it are playing into the hands of our enemies. For our leaders in Washington, in order that our great nation may be saved, a prayer for mutual respect, dignity, and peace. 51. No perfect day. How many times has it happened, our short-term memory slips, and the most important things are left out of the equation? The little things that are so vital are forgotten in haste. How do you feel when a loved one is deprived of needs due to omission by accident? Does recrimination paralyze the mind in a frenzy of flagellation born of anger at oneself? Or do we step back and take the time to remind ourselves that we will not make the same mistake? We must remember that the small things are so vital to the needs of loved ones. 52. I will not. I will not go down in my old age as an embittered fool who cares not for those who need a touch of kindness. As long as I can rise, let me write what must be said. Always in love shall I write, even if I seem to preach. I may be set in my ways, as many of the aged are. Be that as it may, the sun will guide me through life. When my time on this earth has passed, and my final hour is nigh, be it from whatever cause, let me cross the veil in peace. I will not spend my final years in unhappiness that permeates the lives of those around me. That I refuse to do. For in my happiness I will lead those with whom I abide to a blissful afterlife when their last breath has left them. 53. The Eternal Bouquet. In a field of lotus flowers, a friend now abides, surrounded by an eternal bouquet of lemons and candles. Though he is now formless, his presence is still felt. A man of much caring, quiet in his own way, he loved much and gave much, even if the gifts were the intangible resources of his fountain of knowledge. Life may not have treated him with the greatest kindness, but he treated his friends with the utmost care. He was always there for us with an encouraging word. In recent years, he battled a myriad of health issues, diabetes, infections, lung cancer, just to name a few. His body gave out, but his spirit did not. He will be missed by those of us who loved him, but we can rest assured that the star that burned out too soon for our liking is shining in the field of lotus flowers. 54. Looking down on us. Yes, Dad, I know it's you. The odor of the cigarette smoke permeates the air. You left us in 93, yet your presence is felt. No, I haven't shaved today. I don't know if my razor is sufficiently charged for a shave. I plan to find a way to take care of this task. You know that dear hasn't felt well, and how sick she's been. It's her ears again. I was scared, for at her age, anything can happen in a heartbeat. You know about the roof and the fight we went through to get the air conditioner fixed. I'm glad it's over, but it never should have happened. I think of you every time somebody mentions the NFL. I wouldn't dream of disrespecting the flag you fought for, but many don't care to know your story. The 14th of this month was your 100th birthday. What a life you lived. I know the world you rest in is far better than this one. 55. Autumn Green. The grass is growing once more. It has been nourished by the recent rains we have received. The ground is cloaked in autumn green as the rain gives life to new growth. As summer's warmth gives way for yet another season, so the vibrant colors of sunny days fold into the changing hue that will soon transpire. The green leaves will drop from the trees as the tide of fall surges forward, mounds of yellow that will soon decay as winter approaches to bring new life to another spring. Once the chill of the darker months has passed for another year, we may once again enjoy the green grass and flowers of another time of plenty. 56. I think I get it. The songs that Bubba likes aren't the songs I grew up with, and mine are a far cry from the ones Deer likes. This Bed of Roses, Teddy Bear, In the Garden, those are her favorites. Bubba likes songs that are way out of my league. He goes for gangster rap. What is the attraction? I think I get it. It's the machismo. Little Tyke wants to be a tough guy, but he's only 7 years old. Where is the good stuff he should hear that teaches respect and love? Does he want to wear the same label as Tupac and Snoop Dogg? Where will that get him in life? We can't afford a train wreck. Someone has to teach him about love and kindness. It seems that this job is left up to us. We will do what we can. That's all one can hope for. 58. Mama's Last Visit. I was floating in the state between sleep and waking consciousness when I was aroused by a presence that was all too familiar. My body jerked in response to the stimulus. Mama was in the house, even though she has been dead since February of 88. I knew it was her because of what she said. The voice couldn't be heard by anybody else in the house, but what she said was clear to me. I didn't shave yesterday, and she reminded me of it. Slouchy, 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 you didn't shave. Your dad shaved every day, but you are lax about it, and why you refuse is beyond me. But from her vantage point, I know that she saw me when I couldn't shave, and Dear's words were, I think Mama understands. She sees so much that we don't, as do all who have been translated. Their vantage point gives them an edge that this imperfect life could in no way afford. 59. The Shapes of Everyday Things. Copyright April 7, 2018. A plastic water bottle, the shape of which is rarely thought of by most, it is so common that it is hardly significant. Round, covered in ridges, narrow at the top, wide at the bottom. Soft, easily punctured, and recycled or discarded after use. For those who can't see, how do shapes register in the recesses of memory? The visual cortex catalogs what most see with their eyes. The cortex comes into play when we remember what a water bottle looks like, and so it is with a world that the sighted take for granted. 60. Aromas. Copyright April 7, 2018. The smell of crayons and library books, past pleasures from the school where my cherished aunt taught for so many years. Warm feelings of love and friendship emerge from those days. The smell of damp earth connects me to the roots that I have shared with my family. Much joy I derived from digging holes in the yards. In later years, the smell of frankincense and sandalwood was the backdrop for voyages through inner space, The days of discovery brought me to a greater connection with life. Basil, sage, mint, oregano are the aromas of the kitchen. The pleasures of cooking helped ease the pain of life, while meals were prepared for mutual enjoyment. The mind collects memories associated with these various building blocks of olfactory sensations. When we encounter a familiar scent, emotional resonance draws us back to the association. 61. Movement. Copyright April 14, 2018. A dish rag in one hand, a pan in the other. The rag has a rough texture, better to clean with. The water is warm and filled with suds. The pan is old and worn by years of use, but it still has many years of use left before it is discarded with all pans of its type. The hand guides the rag in a slow, continuous circle. Every line that is drawn is felt as movement that scrubs the grease and grime from its bottom and sides. The slow motion becomes a part of a field of concentration of the present moment as the job is completed and the pan is rinsed and dried, ready to provide another meal. 62. Musical Pictures. Copyright April 21, 2018. The rapidly flashing light provides the neural transport to a path unseen by most normal people in their waking realms. The beam of light emanating from the strobe's sharp focus produces a dreamlike state in waking consciousness. The music in the background seems to appear as if it is projected onto a screen which cannot be seen by the naked eye. A movie set emerges that is unperceived by the normal world. Only in this state is it revealed to those who care to look. For a time, normal life is suspended in space. A panoply of sensation immerses the viewer in a state of bliss to prepare the way for renewed energy for the rest of the day ahead. 63. Harp Markings. Copyright April 21, 2018. The woman at the controls of the radio station has a 2-hour show each Saturday night. The music she plays is rare, seldom, if ever, heard. In between sets, as she announces the names of the tunes, a harp plays in the background, as if to mark the space that separates the set lists. An interesting mix of underground jewels strung on the harp markings that are the interlude of the otherwise uninterrupted sounds that are the feature of this weekly adventure. It is a time I look forward to each weekend. This is good music to compose to, as it takes me back to a time when the world was fresh, with the hope of a better dawn. 64. Building Frustration. Copyright April 28, 2018. Another day, another installation. A brand new toilet seat must be attached in Deer's bath. This one is manufactured differently than the ones that she bought before it. It doesn't feature the plastic screws that I hold in so much disdain. The plastic nuts are the same. Those fins make them hard to get into place to align the seat properly. Now, it isn't on right. I feel inadequate because I should be able to do this. Better thinking says it would be nice if I could do it. The frustration builds until it begs for expression. Thankfully, I have my friends to put up with me, though I would rather not complain. They hate those plastic seats and hardware as much as I do. We have a license to bitch at the company that makes these things. Where's the quality? The reply we know all too well. Quality is a 7-letter word that we no longer believe in, so long as we can line our pockets. Eric finally helped us figure it out. He put the screws in for us. I had it on within 5 minutes after we brought it home. 65. The Apothecary. Copyright May 5, 2018. Be careful, Dr. Mira warns. I need to see the marshmallow root. I don't want you to damage your kidneys and liver. I need to know more. I understand her concern, but what do you do when the drugs that are prescribed have so many side effects? Enter the field of integrative medicine. There are treatments the doctors don't know about. She's right, care is needed. But information is available on some of the best treatments for long-term conditions. I would hate to frustrate or worry her. She's been good to us. She's good to dear, and that counts for a lot. So what do we do? So many helpful things don't get enough research. We spend money for foreign oil, but not enough money goes for the things that matter. 66. Side swiped. Copyright May 18, 2018. The prom, 1973, a time of celebration. We dined on the best food that we couldn't get at TSB. We finished our meal and boarded the bus for the dance. The music was nice, a bit of nostalgia, a blast from the past, for the generation that came before us. The hit parade as played by a local band. Sometime during intermission, the strangest thing happened. Who should appear on stage but the school combo? Only Aaron Greenwood would have done this, but who thought it was funny? They played the theme from Shaft and fooled around on stage. Everybody gawked in dismay. What were they doing? It was the talk of the week, but few approved. I would have hated to have been in their shoes. The house parents and teachers who sponsored the event weren't laughing about it. The criticism that was heaped on the combo was shameful. I'm sure that today, as we look back on that event, the sideswipe incident will go down as one of the worst moments of the school year of 1973. 67. Clothes Horse. Copyright May 18, 2018. She's only 4, but would you look at her? Isn't she lovely, all decked out in her finery? It's our little Avery in her buttons and bows. Her dress is pretty, her ribbons match. She does have good taste for a little girl. She's a clothes horse, a term I had never heard before. She is well put together for her age, and from what I hear, she doesn't need help. I hope that she retains the same taste when she gets older. Little Avery, don't ever lose the style you have now. 68. Holdout. Copyright May 23, 2018. We got the news today. It wasn't what we wanted to hear. Basal carcinoma, a field of dread. What do we do? Hold out. Move forward. No matter what the outcome, let's pray together that it can be cured and that it never returns. The doctors will check to see if it has spread any further. That determination will guide the path from that point. The important thing is to take care, not to get stressed out. You have more than enough without any added burdens on your back. This is a pivotal moment. Don't let it go to waste. Do your part and take charge, for it will help you in the long run. 69. Fragile Chores. Copyright May 24, 2018. Round and round the motion goes inside the rim of the mixing bowl. It is made of glass, so washer beware. Drop at risk, don't dare. These are brand new, the best I could find. Last year's chore wasn't far from mind. The bowls are nice, the kind she needs for our favorite recipes. The warm dishwater feels so nice, but the mixing bowls are slick as ice. Great caution must be used so as not to lose the firm grip that is required to prevent a very dire situation from coming to pass, a kitchen full of broken glass, wasted money, possibly worse. We don't need to see the care nurse. I hope these last a long time. They should, for they are the kind of bowls that people used before. The plastic items filled the stores. I wonder if the flavor of food is any better with the good bowls that we bought yesterday. Last year's project is out of the way, and so the motion of the task of cleaning the mixing bowls is done at last. 70. Water Mirrors. Copyright May 30th, 2018. The wind was cold, chilled by the water of Brady Lake. Three people were fishing from a boat. Mom and Dad were waiting for a fish to bite. Even I managed to catch a few. It was fun if the fish kept biting. As I sat, a vision came to me. My spirit was reflected in the water. I saw what I had become and who I would be, an aging hippie and activist. I saw a stage as the water mirror presented my future life in detail. Mom, you can't see this, but one day you will. This is your son, the way you made me. You did not create me in the image that you wanted, but here it is. Live with it. For the very people you put down and reject, I have befriended, and we stand side by side, as we have done through the years. Today, you are in a different world where you see clearly how this came to be. This is your handiwork. 71. Chewy. Copyright May 30th, 2018. He's a tiny bundle of energy, soft and fuzzy, fragile. Take great care not to hurt him. His name is Chewy, 6 weeks old, a Shih Tzu puppy dog who is loved by my cousins. He lives up to his name. He chews on whatever he finds lying around, but that is a puppy breaking in his teeth. I love little Chewy, the Energizer puppy. Long may you live to love the kids and guard them with your life if need be. 72. The Nature of Time. Copyright May 30th, 2018. What is time? Is it the period in which the sun rises and sets as the earth rotates on its axis? Or is it a construct we have created to govern our lives? If there were no hourglasses or timepieces to wear, if we had no clocks in our homes, phones, or laptops, then how would we measure what we can't see or determine our schedules? What if there was no construct that ruled our daily functions? Our ancient ancestors who lived in caves were controlled by circadian rhythms. In daylight, they hunted, worked, and played. In darkness, they slept. Time is an idea that man made to use as a tool by which he sets his life's affairs. Time itself is timeless. Eternity is here, now, and we are living in it. For it is only due to us, mortal human beings, that our lives are divided into hours, days, and decades. In the end, what matters most is how we fill the divided space. 73. For As Long As You May. Copyright May 31st, 2018. Rest in peaceful sleep for as long as you may. For the time is growing short, the specters will arrive, and your souls will leave your bodies. No one can say when except the specters themselves. When your breath takes flight and no hope of remaining is left, you will enter stage two. I hope your dreams are pleasant and the pain is lessened by whatever means the doctors can provide you. May their hands and hearts be guided. Whatever pleasures you have enjoyed, may you take them with you. May your good deeds follow you when you depart, for of such our lives are built. Sleep in peaceful dreams and have no doubt, for you have left a legacy that others will carry long after you have departed. For as long as you may, nurture the thoughts of life, for time and eternity will continue. The process that will unfold once you are left to the ages. 74. Audio Candles. Copyright June 2, 2018. The music that she is playing brings to mind the smell of wax from crayons or candles as they burn in a candlestick. The flickering light they give, even if only imagined, can still be seen in the eyes of the dreams the music creates. Could they be the candles on the girl's birthday cake, reminders of recent celebrations that we attended in April and May, respectively? And as Brian Jackson's flute plays the jazz tune The Bottle, the image is fixed in the mirror that we know as the mind, for retention and long-term storage. 75. Copyright June 2, 2018. Blowing grains of sand, scouring plants that rest within, the path of the wind that carries them high above, the dry ground below. 76. A Final Glimpse of Earth Below. Copyright June 16, 2018. A troubled life nears its ebb, as the sea of glass on which you will ascend awaits, the severing of the silver cord that tethers you to this mortal world into which you were born 30 years ago. Despite the hardships we have seen, there were good times to be had. I remember those, so do you, the conversations, hopes of long ago, once cast aloft, only to tumble headlong in a haze, a fuzzy logic and a wall of fog. Pain and desperation were the end of life, and any desires we had for you. Prepare in peace for the ascension to come. May we be granted this wish, as this is the last gift we can bestow, as the time is growing short. What will be left when you are taken? May you receive in its due time the peace this life denied to you. May the vestige make its appearance. A parting gift that you may carry, a final glimpse of earth below, a measure of tranquility that has been long sought in dark spaces, but so richly deserved. For Philip Eugene Coxey III, better known to family and friends as Trey. The Conclusion of the Mask of Burning Wax, by James R. Campbell, Odessa, Texas, June 16, 2018.